V'hayisod ha-shvi. Is it audible on the Zoom?
Yeah.
V'hayisod ha-shvi nevuos Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hu shena'amin shehu avian shel kol ha-navim. Shekodmu lefanov ve'ela she'acharav. Kulam heim lemata mimenu b'mayla. V'hu ha-nivcha la-shem mikol ha-min ha-anoshi. Asher hisig mimenu yisal yosrim asher hisig viyasek olam sheyimtza v'sheyimotzei. V'chihu olav ashal nes'ala v'tachlas min ha'anoshiyus. Ad shehisig as ha'mayla ha'malochis v'niya b'maylas ha'malochim. So the Rav explains, this is in the Hesped for his uncle, for Velvel. The fact that the Rambam devotes two different ikorim, one to Nevuah in general and one to Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, reflects the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is not simply greater than all of the Nevi'im, that the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Allah and the Nevi'im is not only one of degree, right? Not all the Nevi'im are the same. The same way you have Chacham. So not all Chachamim are the same. So not all Nevi'im are the same either. But amongst other Nevi'im, the difference is the difference in degree. The type of Nevuah to which the Zocha is the same, but there's a... There are higher forms of Nevuah, and there are lower forms of Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, the difference between what sets Moshe Rabbeinu apart from all other Nevi'im, is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was of a different kind, not just of a different degree, but of a different kind. Ad kedei kach, the Rambam says that when we use the word Nevuah in speaking both of Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im, it really means two different things. It's sort of, I don't know, when you talk about food or food for thought. Okay, so you sort of understand why we use the same word, but obviously it means something different. In one case you're talking about ideas, in another case you're talking about a piece of bread, right? Yeah, so you understand sort of why you use the same word, but it means something totally different. Nevuah vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu means something entirely different, altogether different, and unique. It doesn't mean the same as it does with others. Because says the Rav, if Moshe Rabbeinu had simply been the greatest of Nevi'im in terms of a difference of degree, so then it wouldn't have been a separate Yesod. But, the Rambam, right, begins each of the Yud Gimel Ikarim with a word or a phrase which encapsulates the Ikar, and then he proceeds to flesh it out. He proceeds to expand upon it. So Yisod HaShishi, the one word summation is Nevuah, and Yisod HaShvi, the one word, the one phrase summation is Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning those are two different things. Right? If they were a difference of degree, there wouldn't be two different ikorim. It's a difference in kind. And the Yisod HaEmunah is not simply that Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest of all the Nevi'im, but the Yisod HaEmunah is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is absolutely unique. Absolutely unique. I think that the Rav says that's the Pshuto Shel Mikra also at the end of the Torah. Velokom Novi od b'Yisrael k'Moshe. There was no other Novi like Moshe. No, the fact that, that categorical statement, again, means Moshe Rabbeinu was, again, the difference is one of kind, not simply of degree. And that's what's reflected here in the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Rambam devotes a separate ikar to this. Lo nisha lo masach. Masach means like a screen, an opaque screen. Shelo kira'o velo mena'o monea gufani. The fact that we're physical limits, constrains our intellectual and spiritual apprehension. And Moshe Rabbeinu was so purified, his chomius, that it didn't serve as the type of impediment that it posed for even other Nevi'im, as great as they were. Moshe Rabbeinu, in terms of Midos, didn't have any flaws, any corrupt Midos. Ubatlu mimenu hakolchos hadimyoniyim v'hachushiyim v'hasagosav. What that phrase means is that when we think, so even though thinking is something, is an abstract process, but Lamaisa, when we think, to varying degrees, we do think in physical terms. We think in physical categories. And Moshe Rabbeinu, v'nisha sechel b'vad, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand things without the physicality interfering. U'le'inyan zeh hisbatu alav shu medabim Hashem shlo b'emtzos malachim. And that's what the Torah means. That's what Chazal mean when they say that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke with Hashem not through the intermediary of Malachim. V'hayisi mevar kanas inyan hanifla hazeh u'mefaneach as tzunos ksumei ha-Torah mevar as inyan pe'al-peh u'klal ha-posak hazeh v'zulaso me'inyano. Is the recording is on this or not?
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
Oh, here, okay. That's okay. Lule shava isi shahinyanim halolu dakim ma'odus kukim la'richos rabba v'hakdomos umushalim. V'shenevar tchilas mitzias ha'malochim v'shinuyem alosehim alabore ulevaras ha'nefesh v'kol kolchosea v'yisvachi v'hekef ad hadibor b'tzura she'eskirim ha'novi b'bore v'malochim. Well, Yaspik Linyan Hazel Vado, a film Makatsa Tachos Kitsu, a mayor dapim. Lefichach, a neachosolim como, imbesafe biur hadroshos, shehiv tachdialov. The Rambam contemplated writing a sefer on Agadata, over sefer hanavua, shani osukbo. He also contemplated writing a sefer on nevua. He didn't end up writing an independent sefer nevuah. He has some prakim on nevuah. He didn't end up writing a sefer nevuah. O b'sefer shachab also b'perush elo yisodos. Ve'achzol enyan yisodos v'yaze. Ve'omar shenevuas Moshe Rabbeinu chalukim menevuas kol nevi'im ba'abo chilukim. Of the Yud Gimel Yikom, I think this is the longest one. The Rambam devotes the most space to hear, where he enumerates the four differences, which just shows just how important the Rambam thinks it is. And he has it again in Perek Zayin of Yisodei HaTorah. So what are the four different things which differentiate Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu from that of all of the Nevi'im? Ke'eza navi sheyia lo yadava elav Hashem ela al yadayim tzai. Umosha beloim tzai. Shenema pe al pe adabeba. The Rambam's view is that only Moshe Rabbeinu received nevuah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All other Nevi'im received nevuah from Malachim. That's the Rambam's view. When he presents this in Perek Zayin of Yisrael HaTorah, so the Rambam says that concomitantly, meaning the other side of the coin of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu receives Nevuah directly from Hashem, whereas all other Nevi'im receive it from a Malach. So the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, the Kol HaNevi'im Ayidei Malach, Lefichach, Roin, Mashahin Roin, B'Moshel V'Chida. Umosha ben Eloya de Malach, Shanem al Pal Pal, Dabir Bo, Venem, Vidiba Hashem, Moshe Panem al Panem, Venem, Usminus Hashem Yabit, excuse me, Klomish Ensham Moshal, Eloa Hadavar al Borio, below Chido, below Moshal, Husha Hatora Meida Love, Umare below the Chidos, Shenu Misnabe Bechida, Eloa Mare, Sheroa Hadavar al Borio. So the Rambam says that sort of the other side of this coin, that Moshe Rabbeinu receives Nevuah directly, is that the Nevuah is Shelo Yadei Moshal. Right? The Nevi'im see some kind of Moshal, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives them the ability to correctly interpret. So Yaakov Avinu sees a Sulam Mutzav Arutza. And the Nevi'im see a Seir Nefuach. Who sees the Seir Nefuach? Who sees the Seir Nefuach? The boiling pot, and they have various visions. That the Nevuah is communicated to them Ayidei Moshal. So the Rambam says that's the other side of the coin. Moshe Ben gets the Nevuah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no Moshal. And the Nevi'im get the Nevuah from HaMalach, a Moshal. How are those two sides of a coin? Because what it means is, again, the reason what allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to receive his Nevuah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu could, as it were, communicate on a pure sichliastika level. So that's what allows him to have Nevuah from Hashem, and that's what obviates the need for a moshel. When do we use a moshel? What's the function of a moshel? The function of a moshel is when we're trying to understand something new or different. So we explain the new or different by giving a moshel of what's more familiar. And then, so the moshel sort of helps you transition. It helps bridge from where you are now to what's new. That's what a moshel functions. So with all of the Nevi'im, the abstractness, of Nevuah is such that the Nevi'im sort of can't go there at once, because again, it's too sichli, it's pure sichli. So it's the same yesod, it's the same difference that it's Ayidei Malach and that it's Ayidei Moshel. It's Ayidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shelo Ayidei Moshe. So that's difference number one, that Moshe Rabbeinu is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the Nevi'im are Ayidei Malach. The Ramban at the beginning of Va'era disagrees. The Ramban at the beginning of Va'era thinks there can be different dargas even if the Nevuah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And no one disagrees with the Rambam that Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu was sui generis. Again, not only that he's the greatest, but as the Rav explains, that he's altogether different, that it's a difference of kind, not just a difference of degree. Everyone agrees with that. The difference between the Rambam and the Ramban is that the Ramban thinks, no, you can have different types of Nevuah which are from HaKadosh Baruch. And the Rambam says, no, the Nevuah which is from HaKadosh Baruch, again, is this one type of Nevuah which is from HaKadosh Baruch. The only person in the history of humanity, whoever was, ever, who's capable of that, what was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Drasha Sarad discusses whether or not Moshe Rabbeinu was able to attain all that naturally, or whether Moshe Rabbeinu did everything that's possible naturally, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of miraculously boosts him, you know, into the upper stratosphere for this unique type of nevuah. The Drasha Sarad talks about it. So some want to bring a raya as to what the Rambam thinks about this question from the Lashon HaRambam at the end of Perek Aleph L'Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes that in Mitzrayim we regressed to Avodah Zarah, and other than Shevet Levi, so we assimilated into Egyptian culture to a large degree. V'chazu l'lmod ma'aseh im b'lavod Avodah Zarah kamosan chutz me Shevet Levi. Sha'amad b'mitzvos avos u'me'olam lo'avad shevet levi avodah zarah v'kim'at kot hoya v'ha'ika shesashal avram ne'akar. The fundamental belief, monotheism, which Avraham Avinu had planted in the world, was about to be uprooted. V'chazu b'nei Yaakov l'to'os ha'amim uti'iyasam. And even the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, again, they regressed and they were erring and wandering like the nations. However, u'me'avas Hashem osanu, u'mishamu osashvu al Avraham Avinu, osa Moshe Rabbeinu, v'rabun shel kol hanevi'im u'shlocho. So the element of this phrase is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa Moshe Rabbeinu, he made Moshe Rabbeinu. So some suggest that the Rambam here is reflecting what the Drasha Saran talks about, that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved as much as was humanly possible on his own, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promoted him. Rav Kapach points out that there's no raya from the Rambam's choice of words, because this phrase appears in Divrei Hayomim. So the Rambam is you know, just writing, you know, as Rabbinic Hebrew does, right? He's writing by using figures of speech from Tanakh. The question is, so maybe the Raya is from the Pasuk Divrei Hayomim. Okay, but either way, it's not the Rambam's coinage. That's Rav Kapach's Heor in his parish on the Rambam. I don't remember. I think the Drasha Saran says that. I'm not sure whether he adduces this proof or not, but you'll take a look. That the question is, how can the Torah say, Mela, that the Torah can tell us that no one prior to Moshe Rabbeinu ever achieved what he did. But in telling us that no one will subsequently, so is the Torah clipping our wings in terms of Bechir Chavshas? And Mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, right? But as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell us the future, so his yediya doesn't interfere with our bechira. But the Rambam says that the minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us the future, right, when he brings that knowledge down into the human realm, so then that knowledge would interfere with our bechira. So how can we be told that there's not going to be another Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, I don't know. Either way. So difference number one is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Shalai Yadei Malach, direct from Hashem, El Nevi'im Yadei Malach, and as the Rambam elaborates in Yisodei HaTorah, that means that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Shalai Yadei Moshel, and El Nevi'im is always Yadei Moshel, Chida, etc. V'Hachilak HaSheni, the second essential difference, again, the reason for that translation, V'achilak HaShen, the second essential difference is that, for instance, if you look in Ramchal and Derech Hashem, so Ramchal and Derech Hashem also talks about what differentiates Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu min Nevuas Shoah HaNevi'im. So one of the things that Ramchal lists, which the Rambam does not, again, it's the same four differences here in the Parashat Mishnayos as in the Yad, is that Ramchal says that other Nevi'im, in terms of the metaphysical knowledge which was granted them, Al Yedei Nevuah, the knowledge was limited. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu understood everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Everything about the world. Everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhog of the world. Moshe Rabbeinu understood everything. And that's what it means, B'chol Beisi Ne'aman Hu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house is the Bria. So B'chol Beisi Ne'aman Hu, the Moshe is like this. Let's say you live in a mansion and you have a trusted servant. So you'll give him keys to every room in the mansion. No, you're welcome to roam around. You're welcome to go into any room in the mansion, so you'll be able to see everything. Hashem Kane, if you have someone else you don't trust as much, he's not as deserving, or for whatever reason, no, he'll have a key to this room. He'll have a key to that room. But Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chol boisi ne'aminu, Moshe Rabbeinu had the maftechos to everything. So Ramchal lists that as one of the differences between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and Alon Nevi'im. You look in the Rambam, so the Rambam and the Moses says the exact same thing, that difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Alon Nevi'im. And yet he doesn't mention it here in the Parashat Mishnayos or in the Yad, because the answer is that the Rambam here is listing not all differences, but the essential differences. The essential differences which reflect that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was unique. That difference of B'chol Beisi Ne'aman Hu is taka, that's only a difference of degree. That's not a difference of kind. But the Rambam is listening here, all of these differences reflect and express the difference in kind between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im. Well, yeah, so V'achilek Hasheni, Shekol Novi, Lo Yisgala Lo Mare, Ela B'matzav Tenuma, K'mo Sh'ne'mar, Sh'ama B'chama Mekomos, B'chalom Halayla, B'yachlom, B'chalom B'chezion, Chizayon? Chezion Layla. B'chezion Layla, V'harve Me'inyan Zeh, O, B'yom Acha Sh'tipo T'adem Ala Novi, U'b'shor Sh'betelim B'chushav, ומחשבתו פנויה כעניין שינה, באופן זה נקרא מחזה ומרה, ועול ועומר במרוס אלוקים. ומשה יבוא אליו הדיבר ביום, והוא עומר בין שני הקרובים, כמו שהבטיחו השם, ראתי לך שם, דיברתי איתך שם. עומר יסלה, מיהיה נביאכם השם, במרו אלו וזווד, ובחר למדבר, ולא כן עבדי משה. The second difference is that all of the Nevi'im need to be asleep. They need to be in some, I don't know, unconscious is not the right word, but where they, their chushim, where their physical senses are suppressed. Right? The same way when a person is asleep, so he's not walking, he's not, you know, he's not exercising his physical senses. In that sense, when a person is asleep, so the chushim are suppressed. So all of the Nevi'im, again, it reflects the same difference, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu attained this angelic level, right? That's what the Rambam said before he began listing the four differences. V'niyah b'mayla samalochim. Moshe Rabbeinu attained this angelic level, so for Moshe Rabbeinu, his chomrius didn't impede, so he could be fully awake. His senses didn't need to be suppressed. Mashen kein al other Nevi'im, again, as incredibly and indescribably great as they were, we have no hasaga, but that notwithstanding, even for them, that their chomrius did impede, which is why they could only receive nevuah when they were in a type of sleep or trance or whatever it is. When he receives the nevuah,
Yechalshu kol chosav v'yisrofei binyan gufo v'yochol olav moda otzum ma'od v'nidma ka'omed lomus k'mo shepirish b'daniyach shediba gabriel ima b'mara ama b'la nusha b'koach v'hodi napach l'mashchis v'lo atzati koach v'ama v'ani ha'isi nirdam al panai ufanai arza v'ama b'mara nefchu tzirai olai Moshe no kach el yavo el v'dibu v'enze pogea b'klav v'ama v'dibu Hashem al Moshe panam al panam Kasha Yidaber Ish Elve Ehu. Komar, Kemoshalo Te Oarelo Odom Charod Midibo Chavero. A person is not overwhelmed by conversing with his friend. There's nothing which he finds so crushing, overwhelming, overpowering that he feels like he's about to die because his system is just so taxed and so overwhelmed. No, it's very casual. Kachu olav ha'shalom lohoya nechved min adibo, afal b'yishu panim b'fanim. V'zeh b'chval chozeg dveikusa b'seichel k'mo shamanu. So all of the Nevi'im, the experience of Nevuah is crushing. On the one hand, it's an incredible high, but on the other hand, again, as great as they are, but the experience of Nevuah, it's sort of the moshel is like this. Let's say you can have a person who's in he's very strong, very athletic. He lifts weight all the time, and he can easily, I don't know, lift 100 pounds. I don't know what people lift. How much do people lift? I don't know, call it 100 pounds. So if you give that person, even though he's an athlete, and even though he's very strong, and he can easily lift weights, so you call upon him, you give him a 400-pound weight. So he's going to feel like it's crushing him. He feels like he's going to collapse under the weight, even though he's the world's best athlete and the world's strongest man. But you give him such a crushing weight, so you're pushing him to the limits of human endurance. So that's on a spiritual level. That's what happens in the experience of Nevuah, that the Navi is being pushed to the limits of human endurance, just the sheer force of the experience of Nevuah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he's receiving a unique and as it were, infinitely greater type of Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu, because of that sort of transcendent quality he had, even in Olam Haza, is able to... He has the capacity, without feeling like he's being pushed to the limits of his endurance. It's kasha yadavir ish alavei ehu. Rashi seems to disagree with this, right? Because Rashi says... Where's the Rashi in a second? Yeah. So this is the lead into the HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving Avraham Avinu mitzvahs mila. So then the Torah says, Perek Yizayin, Pasuk Gimel, before Shvi, Vayipol Avraham Alponov, Vayidaber Itar Elokim Lemor. So Avraham Avinu falls on his face. Says Rashi, Mimora Hashchina, from awe for the Shchina. Says Rashi, Sha'ad Shalomol, Lohoya Belkoach Lamod, Beracha Kodesh in Tzavis Alav. Right at this point in Parshas Lach Lecha, so Avraham Avinu is still an oil. He's not gemalt yet. So until Avraham Avinu had Mila, so he didn't have the capacity to stand on his feet in receiving Nevuah. V'zeu shenema bebilam nofel ugloy einayim. But the implication in Rashi is that post
Mila, so then Avraham Avinu isn't overwhelmed. Similarly, you also have that same sort of lishitasam, I think. Just one second. Yeah, the Rambam says Hakulan all neviim other than Moshe Rabbeinu. They're trembling. Again, they feel like the life energy is seeping from them, because again, they've been pushed to the very limits of human endurance. So the Rambam says the pshat in v'hine eima chashecha gadol nofelas olav, that's typical of, again, this reaction of the Navi to Nevuah, that, again, he feels totally overwhelmed. Now Rashi comments in that pasuk. What is that pasuk? Yeah. Perek what? Tezvav. Pasuk Yud Beis. Vahi Hashemesh Lavo. This is the by Brisbane Hapsarim. Vahi Hashemesh Lavo v'sar deimo nofelo al Avram. So that's again the post of the Rambam in Perash Mishnayos doesn't quote it, but in Zion Beis and Yisod the Atari quotes it. So for the Rambam, that reaction of Avraham Avinu again is typical. It illustrates the reaction of the Navi to Nevuah. The Rashi comments in this pasuk, "V'hine ema chashecha gadola remez letzoros v'choshach shel galios." Right. So Rashi again, l'shitaso. I don't know you. Even though this is before his Gemal, but even so, according to Rashi, I guess that would just account for his being Nofel Alponov. It wouldn't account for the Chashecha Gedola. Whereas the Rambam seems to say no, that the whole Pasuk, Vina Ema Chashecha Gedola Nofel Asalav, the whole Pasuk is, the entire reaction is just typical of the Navi's reaction to Nevuah. V'achilak ha-revi, so back to the Perush Mishnayos, so we'll say, V'achilak ha-revi, shekol ha-neviim lo yovo lahem ha-mari b'ritzonam, elo b'ritzon Hashem. All of the neviim cannot be misnabe at will. U'po'omim nisha ha-novi b'meshach shanim lo yovo lahem. He can go many years between nevuas. Upa'amim mevachim en anavi lomar chazon, v'hu nisha ka'achat she'inavi bazel l'acha yomim l'acha chadosh, l'mashal yod yu klal. You can ask the Navi to find out something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may or may not answer the phone. Right? The Navi picks up the phone to call, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu may or may not, again, it would be al-yidei malach, even if he does, but he may or may not answer the call. It could be that in a few days, in a few months, or not at all. U'kvor ra'inu mehem misha heichen atzma yidei shesima achatma v'zikech machshavto k'mo she'osa alisha ba'omo v'ato k'chuli menagein u'bolo ha'mara. However, ve'in zem muchrach she'yizgal le'elav k'shehizkonein. However, Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol eshe yirtza. Moshe Rabbeinu was guaranteed that he could be misnabe at will. Omar imdu Moshe Rabbeinu says, hold on 1 minute, and I'll hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer is. V'omar dabel Aaron achicha val yavo v'chol eis, v'omru Aaron b'bal yavo v'ein Moshe b'bal yavo. These are the four differences between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu
and that of all other Nevi'im. Now, the fourth one, at first glance, seems to be different than the first three. The first three are all referring to the Nevuah itself, right? Al Yedei Hashem versus Al Yedei Malach. Whether it's b'chalom or when fully awake and alert. Again, it's describing the Nevuah itself. Whether it's something which is terrifying, overpowering, to the sense of feeling that one is being pushed to the limits of one's endurance, or kai she'edav isha ve'ehu. And this refers to more, it seems to be, frequency. Seems to be a different type of difference, but it's clear that what the Rambam means is, no, that all four of these have one common root. And again, and that common root is that the Rambam actually elaborates this more in the Yad than he does here in the Perush of Mishnayos, when he presents the fourth difference in the Yad at the end of Halacha Vav. Kol ha-Nevi'im ein misnabim b'chol eish she'yirtzu, Moshe Rabbeinu ein ochein. Elo kol zman she'yachba tzruach ha-kodesh lav shasa u'nevuah shor alav. Ve'ein otzach l'chaven. Let's pay careful attention to these next couple of lines, Rabbi Osai. Ve'ein otzach l'chaven daito u'lehizdamein lo. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to engage in hachonis for nevuah. Sharehu mechuvan u'mezuman ve'omed kemalachi hasharis. Moshe Rabbeinu is in an ever constant state of preparedness where he's ra'oi to receive nevuah. Lefichach misnabi b'chalei shenama ve'imdu ve'eshma'a ma'yitzah v'ashem lachem. So the Rambam here, again, he says it somewhat more elaborately, so it's easier to understand that this fourth difference, the Rambam, what accounts for this difference is the same factor which made Moshe Rabbeinu ro'oi for his unique type of nevuah. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu somehow or other, even though, other than the 40 days on Har Sinai, so Moshe Rabbeinu ate and drank, I don't know if he ate and drank the same diet we did, but he ate and drank and he was physical, but somehow or other, even in Olam Hazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu had transcended that physicality. That even in this world, Moshe Rabbeinu was angelic. Nasa b'manas ha-malochim. That's why he could receive the nevuah from Hashem and didn't need a moshel. That's why he could be fully awake, because his physicality, again, he had purified it to such a degree. His physicality didn't interfere. The senses didn't need to be suppressed as they were in sleep. He wasn't overpowered. He didn't feel like he was being pushed to the limits. And that's also why Moshe Rabbeinu could be misnavi at any point, because this madrega of pure sichlius that he was on was what allowed for that nevuah at will. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, when he's talking about Lashon Hara, and he talks about the Chet of Miriam. So the Rambam says, commenting on the pasuk of Zohar Esa She'osa Hashem Lekech LeMiriam, so the Rambam says that the pasuk is telling us that his bonenu, Ma iwa le Miriam hanaviya shadibba ba'achiyah shigdola mimenu. She was talking about her brother, right? Her kid brother. Shehi gadola mimenu b'shanim v'gidla osa al birkeha. She raised him. V'sikna ba'atzma la'atzilam anayam. And she endangered her own life to save him from the yam. V'hi lo dibba b'gnuso. She didn't intend to disparage him. She honestly thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was acting improperly and was being misyayitz with Aaron as to what they should do about it.
Ela ta'as, she erred, shehishvas osel l'shanavim. She erred in that she equated him with other Nevi'im, v'hu lo hoya makbel kol ela advarim, etc., and afal pichein miyad ne'ansha. So the famous kasha is, what does that mean? That Miriam was deficient in one of the Yud Gimel Likarim. It's one of the Yud Gimel Likarim to know that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is unique. And Miriam, HaNevi'ah, ta'as shehishvas also l'shar Nevi'im. I think it's clear that the real Tarets is like this. When did Moshe Rabbeinu become unique? He wasn't like that on day one. He wasn't even like that at the beginning of his career of Nevuah. Vayasta Moshe ponav in Parshas Shmos ki yoreh mehabed el Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of the experience of Nevuah. Vayasta Moshe ponav ki yoreh mehabed el Elokim. So when did Moshe Rabbeinu become unique? So let's look in the Rambam. Let's take a look. If you have the Rambam, you study the Torah. So in Perek Zayin Aluch Vav, the Rambam says, after listing the fourth difference, that Moshe Rabbeinu could be misnabe at any time, Masha Enkein Eden Avim. So the Rambam continues, it's towards the end of Aluch Vav, Ubozeh Hivticho Hakel, Shenemar, Lechem Or Lohem, Shuvu Lohem Lo Alechem, Va'ato Po Amodi Madi. So the Rambam says that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be Parosh Min Ha'isha reflects his uniqueness. When was Moshe Rabbeinu Parosh Min Ha'isha? Right after Matan Torah. Meaning, like the rest of Klal Yisrael, is Heyu Nachon Meshloshes Yamim Al Tikshu Al Isha. So all of Klal Yisrael was Parosh Min Ha'isha. Again, if Moshe Rabbeinu Hosev Yamecha Midaito, it means 3 days. Otherwise, it means 2 days before Matan Torah. And then, whereas everyone else, Chazul La'olam Arishon, they returned to the normal routine of life, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. V'ato po amodi modi. So it sounds like that Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness is at this point, after Matan Torah. But then, if you just continue this same halacha, after the Rambam says, "L'fichach pirish min ha'isha la'olam mikol adom ela," v'nikshra daito b'tzor ha'olamim v'lo nistalek ha'hod me'olav la'olam v'koran or ponav. Then the Rambam says that the kikaron l'ponav, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's the skin of Moshe Rabbeinu's face radiated light, it radiated karnei or, it radiated light, was an expression of his uniqueness. When did that happen? That doesn't happen. The Torah doesn't tell us that until after the third time on Har Sinai, until after Yom Kippur, until after Yom Kippurim. So the first indication is that it's only after Matan Torah. The second indication is that it's not then. It's 4 months later, after the 3 40-day periods. And yet, the Rambam says in the Mora that Moshe Rabbeinu is unique as of the beginning of Parshas Va'era. And that's what it means. Va'era la'avam le'yitzchak bekel shekha, yushmi Hashem lo nadati lahem. This nevuah that you're having Moshe Rabbeinu has never happened before. So what's the pshat? Pshat is like this. So when you put the pieces together, the pshat is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, again, was sui generis. Not a difference in degree, a difference in kind. What was initially true, though, was the following. All Nevi'im, so if you would sort of plot their lives on a graph, so when they had Nevuah, you'd see a spike in the graph, and when the Nevuah ends, so then it goes back down. Initially, in that respect, Moshe Rabbeinu was the same. Now, what he was spiking to was unique, and altogether different than what they were spiking to, but it was the same in that when he was having the Nevuah, he was up here,
And after Nevuah, he came back down to earth. And that's true from the beginning of Parshas Va'era until Matan Torah. From the time of Matan Torah and on, so Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't spike for Nevuah. He remains on that level. And he's already unique, but that doesn't mean he's hit the ceiling. He's unique in that if this is where the bar is that separates the sui generis Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu from all of the Nevi'im, so as of Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is up here. But 4 months later, he's even higher. So there was development in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu. Initially, when he becomes unique, it means the Nevuah he has is unique, but he's like other Nevi'im in that he spikes to that level. Subsequently, Moshe Rabbeinu remained on that level, and then subsequent to that, he went to an even higher level. So now, the word is like this. Miriam was right. Miriam was right in that she knew that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was unique. She knew that from the beginning of Parshas Va'era on, that Moshe Rabbeinu was altogether different. But she correctly knew, I mean, she was correct in terms of what was true until Matan Torah, right? She correctly knew, she was right in that the fact that he was unique in the type of Nevuah that he was receiving didn't mean that he was any different in terms of how he lived his life when he wasn't experiencing Nevuah. And that's true, because Moshe Rabbeinu was unique as of the beginning of Parshas Va'era, and he wasn't Parish Menaisha at that point. So Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness didn't demand, at that point, that he be Parish Menaisha. Now, Miriam's mistake, so in that sense, Miriam was right. Where was her mistake? Her mistake was in not recognizing the development that subsequent to Parshas Va'era, as of Matan Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu is now, he doesn't spike anymore to Nevuah. He's mechuvan umezuman v'omed kemalachei hasharis. But if you would have asked Miriam, let's say the day after Matan Torah, is your brother Moshe Rabbeinu just greater than you, or is he altogether different? She would have said he's altogether different. His type of Nevuah is not the type of Nevuah that I and Aaron experience. She would have said that. And in that sense, and that's the essential part of the Yesod HaShvi, is to know that uniqueness of Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. If you would have asked her prior to Parshas Baal Oscha, is he unique in the fact that he remains, that he's mechuvan umezuman va'omed, and he doesn't spike, so there she would have been wrong. There's where Taos, where she erred in Hishras Asa L'Shar Nevi'im. It's clear that that's the pshat here in the Rambam. Okay, so I think we'll stop here at this second.